So honestly, before we get into the Disney Plus stuff, because that is what is going to make up this section almost exclusively, aside from obviously Halo, we have to address something ever so briefly.
Hello, Nerdy Legion. This is the final proper episode for the year. From here on out, there will only be rumors and large announcements. That being said, we have a decent show for you today. Not a whole lot in the TV and the movie sections, but we do have a fair amount of stuff to talk about in the rumor mill. Yeah, I think that's the big things. Let's just jump into the housekeeping section.
All right, so our housekeeping section for the final episode of the year is as such. We are adding a new part to the housekeeping, and this going into the next season of the show is going to be a regular part of the housekeeping section. I've brought mention of this previously, and I just want to start to hammer this home because as the community grows, I feel like a lot of you probably haven't heard. So, contribute to the news. If you have a piece that you really want me to cover, if you have a piece that you think is going to be something that is going to be amazing, or really you just want to give me a piece of news, then I strongly encourage you to do so. Anything that gets given to me over the next couple of months will potentially not make it into an episode, so keep that in mind. But come January, mid to late January, when we start back into the show, then you can absolutely start contributing to the news, and I will give you the credit where credit is due. All of that being said, thank you very much, nerds, for joining me in the housekeeping section. Let's get to the push real quick. A quick reminder for all of the new followers that we are trying to get multiple streams up over 1,000 subscribers or followers or what have you. In order for me to be taken more seriously as I approach interviews or breaking news and so on and so forth, because without the backing, I just have to hope and pray and get really lucky sometimes, which I have definitely gotten lucky a few times. So I am super appreciative of those opportunities. That being said, luck favors the bold. So let's get those numbers up, shall we? That being said, as part of the push, if you do follow and you do have your settings on whatever platform set to public, then I can definitely give you, or I will definitely give you a shout out. So if you don't want the shout out, then private your stuff. But otherwise, this is the shout out section. We have a whole lot of shout outs, mostly TikTok, but there's a little bit elsewhere as well. So without any further ado, shout outs for the newest episode and the final episode of the year are as follows. And bear with me, my printer sucks right now, so I'm gonna have to struggle reading these names. TV streaming is honestly going to be a quick section, but probably not as quick as I might be thinking. We're going to be dealing with the Disney Plus Day stuff that came out literally the day after I posted the last episode. One of the things that's in here is a confirmation of a rumor that we talked about in the last episode. So that's cool, kind of, but we'll get to that. We're going to start off first. We have a trailer. That doesn't have anything to do with Disney Plus. This is the teaser trailer for the Halo series on Paramount Plus. This looks like they might be getting a lot of things right that we were worried about when they initially announced that they had a face actor to play Master Chief. Maybe we're not going to see Master Chief's face. That could be potentially amazing if that is the case. So far, the little bit that we have seen looks perfect, but looks can be very deceiving, especially this early in that stage. So if you haven't seen it yet, you can find a link down in the show notes to that trailer. But once you've watched that, we've got other news to talk about. So honestly, before we get into the Disney Plus stuff, because that is what is going to make up this section almost exclusively, aside from obviously Halo, we have to address something ever so briefly. As I was doing the research for this, and actually for today's episode in general, because what brought me heat to this piece we're about to talk about was from the rumors section, which we'll get to very soon, but the rumor has to do with Daredevil and whether or not Charlie Cox is going to be coming back as Matt Murdock. And somebody in the comment section of that said, is nobody watching the She-Hulk trailer? Matt Murdock is literally in the She-Hulk trailer being played by Charlie Cox. To which I went, I severely doubt that. So I did a little bit of research and found said trailer that this very uninformed person was speaking of, because it was explicitly laid out in his comment. 47 seconds in, man, he's right there. 47 seconds into the trailer that is not linked in anywhere's show notes. But again, if you're following me on the social medias, then you have probably seen it at this point. There is a trailer that exists for She-Hulk that says Matt Murdock is going to be played by Charlie Cox, and there is even footage of Matt Murdock played by Charlie Cox, but that footage is not original footage. That footage comes from the Netflix series. There's actually a bunch of footage in that quote-unquote trailer that comes from a plethora of other things from the MCU. If you read the description underneath the video, it says concept. This is a trailer concept that they took the very brief bit of footage that they released for Disney Plus Day and some of the audio and then made their own 2-minute trailer, a minute and a half trailer. This is not an actual trailer. So just a warning out there to all of you unsuspecting and very much in a rush nerds. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm not going to call you names, but I just assume that anyone who fell for such things was just in a hurry. You didn't read the fine print, but yeah, no confirmation that Charlie Cox is going to be playing Matt Murdock. Still rumor, we'll get to that, but let's get to Disney Plus Day first. So all of the things that happened on Disney Plus Day, none of them referred to Star Wars. Star Wars was promoting Disney Plus Day, but Disney Plus Day was not promoting Star Wars, so that's interesting. We do have a number of things, we're just going to run through those real quick. We have the first thing, which is the confirmation of the rumor from the previous episode, X-Men 97 is going to be happening. It is being billed as a continuation of the 1997 animated series. Whether or not that is the exact case still remains to be seen, because as I said in the last episode, they haven't approached the producer from the original series. So how faithful can it be to the original series? And I'm assuming they're not getting those voice cast actors, because some of them have sadly passed, but the ones that are still alive and working, it doesn't sound like they've got them either. So it's going to resemble it in art. And maybe story. Chris Claremont hasn't said anything about this as far as I know yet, and he was pretty heavily involved, or his writing at least, was pretty heavily involved in the original series. So there's just a lot of stuff that looks like they're putting a fancy coat of paint on it, but it's not actually going to be what they're billing it as. That's just me, and I might be wrong, so we're moving right along. The next thing that was announced was, again, She-Hulk. You can see the actual teaser trailer if you follow the link in the description. Beyond that, it looks like some of that leak, quote-unquote, that was that we talked about a couple episodes ago might be confirmed, what with the Bruce showing Jennifer how to, you know, deal with the transformation and why the transformation happens and stuff. And then it shows Bruce Banner as Bruce Banner again, without the Hulk, without Smart Hulk. So again, looks like some of the stuff from that leak might be confirmed. Still holding my breath, because that might not be the case either. Continuing right along though, because context is everything. Continue right along, we have the Miss Marvel official announcement, a little bit of a teaser there. Also, some of that footage looks a little CW-ish, not gonna lie. It is going directly to Disney Plus, so that's kind of should be expected, but it's Disney, so the production value should be much higher. Just that suit looks like garbage. I'm not, ooh, ooh. Moving right along, though, we have the announcement of the What If Season 2 is going to happen. So they're really doubling down on the What If stuff, which is good because that's some of the better stuff that they've put out for the last little while. And then along those same lines, I have to eat a little bit of crow here. Marvel Zombies is going to be an animated series. They apparently did use the What If episode as a backdoor pilot for a new series. Though it should be noted, this is not main universe Marvel. This is the Zombies universe, which I can't remember the number denotation for it, but it's Zombies. It's not Marvel proper. Still pretty awesome, though, and I apologize for being wrong. Next, we're talking about Echo, which has officially been announced. It has been officially made known that she will be introduced in the Hawkeye series, and then she will spin off from there. Our next one is Spider-Man related, and this one is very interesting, so we'll get to the announcement first. Spider-Man Freshman Year, another animated series that is going to Disney Plus, is going to be going to Disney Plus, and now Disney Plus apparently has a Spider-Verse section in the platform, on the streaming platform. So that kind of starts one to thinking, is there some sort of new Sony deal that they're working on, that they're going to be streaming the Spider-Verse movies on Disney Plus as well? Very interesting, very possibly. That leads into other things we're talking about in the rumor mill, so we'll get to that. But then we also have I Am Groot, another animated series that's been announced for Disney Plus. Ironheart, a live action series that's been announced. So it looks like that rumor about the disruption between Feige and Chapek might not be true, or Feige just told Chapek to shove it and is doing what he wants to do anyway. And Chapek, playing the long game, says, all right, man, burn your bridge. I'll be right in the end and you'll be fired. So there's that. And then we have the final big announcement from Disney Plus Day is that Agatha, House of Harkness, has been announced officially as well. So that's also kind of confirmation of rumor there. That is all we have, though, for TV streaming. Movie section is the smallest section of this episode. So for those of you who are only listening or watching on the syndicated outlets, again, Big Show, Nerdy Legion, so on and so forth, then go over to Generally Nerdy on YouTube and you can watch the rest of it, because this is a long episode in spite of the TV streaming and movies section. So, movies, we're starting with follow-ups. We have a follow-up to the new Predator movie. A couple of interesting follow-ups. First one sounds that honestly is legitimately interesting, and that is that the subtitle of this movie is going to be Prey. So it's officially being billed as Predator Prey, which is kind of cool. I dig it. But also, we have some new teaser images that have been released, some mock-ups of things, which piques the interest as well. And then the last piece of this is, it's also been announced that it's going to be a Hulu exclusive. That one's interesting for completely different reasons. Disney hedging their bets on woke content, perhaps? I don't know. Why would they go straight to Hulu with this? Like, I can understand why they didn't go to Disney Plus, because Predator, R rating, probably not going to go to Disney Plus, but they just had that debacle of the new Predator movie, or the whatever, with the big hunter predator and the whatever garbage that was, in theaters. So if they really believed in this project, wouldn't they want to wash the taste out of everyone's mouth with this new, better project, instead of only having it for people who have a Hulu subscription, which is honestly one of the smaller of the paid subscription streaming services? Like, it just doesn't make that much sense to me. But whatever, that's that. We're gonna move into trailers. We have to talk ever so briefly about this Spider-Man No Way Home trailer. So, as I am filming, it has not yet released. If by the time I am done editing this episode, it has been released, I will try and film a ever so brief reaction, kind of breaking down expectations versus reality as far as this trailer is concerned. But since we don't have that, we're going to talk about those expectations. So, when you lose all feeling, everyone is debating, are we going to see Andrew Garfield? Are we going to see Tobey Maguire? Are we going to see Green Goblin in this trailer? Oh, so I am here to burst your bubble. I do not believe Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire are going to be in this trailer. As far as the movie goes, we'll get to that in a moment. I do, however, believe that Green Goblin is going to be in this trailer because they have now released two official movie posters that both feature Green Goblin. There is an argument to be made that potentially they also feature Sandman and Electro. I don't think those guys are going to be in this trailer at all. I think they're really playing the slow burn with this one. So we're going to see Alfred Molina, Doc Ock. We're also going to see Willem Dafoe, Green Goblin. That is all that is going to be new in this trailer is Willem Dafoe, Green Goblin. There's going to be probably a couple of lines of dialogue that get people speculating and more rumors churning and keeping the hype machine going. But as far as actual new developments in this trailer, all we're seeing is Green Goblin. Now, as far as let's address, because I had a couple episodes ago, we talked about those quote unquote leaked images that are supposedly from the new movie. And I said that at the very least, the first one that shows all three Spider-Men in the same frame is fake, because if you've spent any time in Photoshop, then you would know that that was fake. There's been a development there, so we're going to talk about that ever so briefly. That development is that the person who posted it, I can't remember the guy's name, I apologize, the person who quote-unquote leaked those two images has since taken them down because he was issued potentially legal action from Disney and Sony because they were real. That's the only reason that Sony would have gone after him is because they're real. I don't believe at all, I do not believe that Spider-Man, the three Spider-Men in the same picture is real. There is absolutely nothing you can tell me aside from the director or watching the movie saying, yes, that is there. There's nothing you can tell me that says that that was a real picture as it stands right now. The one with Charlie Cox, Matt Murdock in it, that one was probably the reason that he received the letters from Sony. I don't believe both of those images were accurate. I honestly still am not 100% sure about the other one because Sony's hype machine is as such that they want you to believe this movie is going to be something it's not. So they might threaten legal action against somebody without reason in order to make us believe that something is real that is not. Feige has said that we need to temper our expectations. A number of people involved that are actually involved with this project, not mysterious leakers or Daniel Rickman or any of those people, actual people involved with this have said, maybe it's not going to be everything you nerds expect it to be, so be prepared for that. So, this movie very potentially will have some sort of cameo from Tobey Maguire. That is the one that they have done very little to dispel. Yes, there have been certain things where people have said, no, I don't think Tobey is in it. But the very non-specific, very kind of weak arguments against it. The Andrew Garfield stuff, Andrew Garfield and multiple people involved with this project have said Andrew Garfield is not involved with this movie. So I believe that. I have said that there is a possibility. And yes, I still am open to the idea that there is a possibility that Garfield's Spider-Man could still be in this movie. I'm not holding my breath for that at all. So that brings us to back to expectations for this trailer. This trailer, I expect that we might see Doctor Strange in this trailer. I expect that there might be some sort of crazy reveal and we see Scarlet Witch in this trailer. I do not expect to see any other Spider-Man in this trailer besides Tom Holland. I do not expect to see any other Spider-Man besides Tom Holland in the movie, with the minor exception to maybe Tobey Maguire in some sort of cameo because it has to do with the multiverse. That being said, we have movie news to talk about. I apologize for going off on a little rant. We do have one piece of actual movie news, and it's kind of leads into more speculation and more rumors, though we don't have anything in the rumor mill that also covers this because it's still fairly fresh, so the rumor hasn't time to brew yet. That is Black Panther. Nate Moore, the MCU Vice President of Development, was recently on a podcast. The podcast was The Ringer Cast. I apologize. The Ring was recently on the Ringercast, and they asked him specifically about Black Panther and about recasting Chadwick Boseman and bringing in a new T'Challa, to which he said that we will not, quote, see T'Challa in the MCU 616 universe again. Now that is a very specific answer in a way that was not necessarily a direct response to the question. The question was, will we see T'Challa again? And the answer was, not in this universe. So they want to have the appearance that they are honoring Chadwick Boseman by not recasting his character, when really, it does seem that there is a plan in place that he has to be very specific with this vocabulary to replace Chadwick Boseman. I mean, even if they pull a Black Panther from an alternate universe into the main MCU universe, that's still recasting the role of Black Panther. Like, there's no two ways about that. I'm not saying that they're wrong for doing it. I just think that their reason behind playing these word games is silly. That being said, that's what we've got for the movie section, so let's move right along. And that brings us to the final section, the other main reason why you nerds watch these shows. I'm sure, I see the analytics, I know what you do. We have Rumor Mill. Rumor Mill starts off in Star Wars. We actually have a couple of rumors that have to do with the Star Wars universe, and we got to break these down in unique ways. So first up, we are talking about a kind of continuation rumor from the last episode dealing with Patty Jenkins. Patty Jenkins, if you remember, her version of the Rogue Squadron story has been put on indefinite hold, according to Disney. This is not the rumor. The rumor is that Patty Jenkins is not on indefinite hold from Disney. Patty Jenkins has officially left the project entirely and is no longer going to be working with Disney. And then this rumor continues on to say that not only that, but also Rian Johnson's trilogy has also been moved to an indefinite holding pattern. And both of these things are reportedly due to, quote, creative differences, which is the blanket term for we just didn't get along. So this rumor, we have to break into those two separate pieces. First piece being Patty Jenkins, second piece being Rian Johnson. Patty Jenkins, likelihood that she has left the project, we're putting that right at about 50%. This is not the first time that she's worked with Disney. Very obviously not the first time she has left a project done with Disney. Now, the source for this one is really weak, so we can't go any higher than 50% because I really wouldn't feel comfortable with that. But because we do have some history here, we are going right up to 50%. As far as the Rian Johnson trilogy goes, also the Patty Jenkins thing, we heard Patty Jenkins say that she really wanted to work on this project, and for her to just walk away, that really plays against this rumor, which is another reason why I don't really believe this source. Anyway, so the Rian Johnson side of this, Rian Johnson's trilogy being shelved indefinitely, I'm putting that at about 60% because I really don't think Disney can afford the PR it's going to take to shed this into a good light. Not the strongest source. Again, I feel like 60% is a little bit of a gamble because, like I said, I was only comfortable going the other one, 50, because of the source. And this is the same source. So yeah, 60% though, because I honestly believe that Rian Johnson's thing is shelved, but the source sucks. So we are also talking about the other big piece of it's actually being billed as news on some websites, and it's not news. This is totally still rumor. Kathleen Kennedy's contract has reportedly been renewed for 3 years. Now, we do know that Bob Chapek did sing her praises, kind of, in that the investors call a few months, or approximately a year ago at this point, which was a shock to a lot of the Star Wars nerds. And then there was rumor that because of that, that she was going to be on for a little while. And now that little while has a definition, and that is 3 years. A new contract for 3 years in the world of Hollywood is relatively short term. So this is not as negative as we might be thinking, because we all want Kathleen Kennedy gone because she's done horrible things to Star Wars. And oh yeah, so the likelihood for this one, though, I think is pretty strong because we did get that investor's call from Chapek. So roughly 70% likely that her new contract has been signed and it is for 3 years. Again, I don't think it's as negative as we might be thinking, because a lot of contracts these days last for 5 or more years. So the fact that she's only signing on for 3 years is still indicative of the fact that they don't really trust her like they once did. So there's that. Our next piece has to do with a rumored movie, and that rumored movie is Ghost Rider. The new rumor around this rumored movie is that Norman Reedus is on the talking list to potentially play Johnny Blaze in the movie. This is a fantastic rumor. I really like this rumor. I don't think this rumor is super probable. It's not the greatest source, kind of a random, he's busy with other projects. Yes, Ghost Rider, should it actually be in development, is a number of years away. So that kind of lends to the credibility of the rumor. This is rumor, though, based on rumor, because we don't know that Ghost Rider is going to happen. So we can only go to 50%. And again, because Norman Reedus does have a lot of things on his plate these days, that kind of drops it down a little bit. So 40% likely that Norman Reedus is in talks to play Johnny Blaze. Now we're going to talk about that Spider-Man rumor that I alluded to in the previous section. There is a new rumor that because No Way Home is the last movie on Tom Holland's contract to play Spider-Man, that he's going to sign on and indefinitely become the Spider-Man. I can't believe this had to make its way into the rumor mill, because he has said in no uncertain terms that he would love to play Spider-Man forever. And so if he's going to get the opportunity to play Spider-Man forever, he's probably going to take him. Now, he has recently said that he does have a new girlfriend or something along those lines, or it's some sort of significant other, and he wants to take a break, which he has that capability. Even if he's under contract, he can say, you know what, I will do the thing. You just got to give me like 3 years to enjoy myself and be a young man in love. Which doesn't necessarily play against the possibility of him continuing on as Spider-Man beyond this. So the rumor is that he's going to continue as Spider-Man. I pretty much agree that he's going to continue as Spider-Man. There's no reason to not. We're putting this one at 80%. There is, like I said, there is the little bit of doubt, but it's really not much. Next, we have a new rumor about that ever-present Daredevil issue. This is not the rumor that we've already addressed in the movie section. That one we've technically took care of an episode or two ago. But this new one is from, I'm going to give the source because it's relevant. Daniel RPK is saying that Daredevil is going to be happening. And he posted a thing on his Twitter that says, not a whole lot, honestly. This is kind of sort of, you do see the hint of a watermark across it, but this is kind of sort of confirmation in a way, if you want to believe that RPK is the man that he says he is. This is kind of confirmation in a way that this is going to go to series on Disney Plus. Now, this image that he has shared does not show who is going to be playing Matt Murdock, does not show really anything other than Daredevil is somewhere in production. Pre-production, early production, who knows? Definitely not active production, definitely not post-production, but that goes without being said. So, likelihood that this is a real image, I'm going to put this, even considering all of the things, we can only go as high as 50%, because how hard is it to mock up a Daredevil logo on a white background with other black text? Like that, this does very little to convince that this is actually moving forward. And then our final rumor technically is also a Star Wars rumor, but this time we're talking about a video game, which is why it didn't go in with the other Star Wars rumors. So this new Star Wars rumor is for a franchise story called Star Wars Eclipse. The rumor is that it's a game to begin with, and also that the developer behind this game is Quantic Dream. Quantic Dream, for those that don't know, is the studio that's behind Detroit Become Human as well as Heavy Rain. So very cinematic story games. This rumor is saying that it is going to be an open world Star Wars game that they're working on, which is an interesting thought to begin with, though here's the issue. The issue is Quantic Dream doesn't generally do open world sandbox style games, and there's no reason to believe that they would be the one that's farmed out from Lucasfilm Games. So not a whole lot to support it, though it is a pretty solid source. Honestly, I don't know that this source has ever really been wrong for me before. So I got to give some credibility there. So we're going over 50%, but this is really uncomfortable territory for me. We're putting this at about 65% probable that this is going to be a thing. I do believe that such a game will exist soon. I just don't think this information is as accurate as we want it to. Quantic Dream seems like a very strange choice for this style of game. So yeah, 65%, and that is the rumor mill.
That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. Remember, this is the final episode for the year. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. That being said, if you want to get a little bit deeper into the nerd news, then you can join me over on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you very much, nerds. We will be taking at least a week off, probably 2 weeks off entirely, and then we will see you in a couple of weeks with a rumors episode. Until then, nerds, have a great holiday and stay safe.